We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Nun Gimel, Sif Gimel. Perish Sharon Abishlam, if fruits were soaked or cooked, Rak B'Shvil HaRoitev, only because of the liquid that comes out from them, B'Varach Shahakol. On those liquids, the bracha is Shahakol. Ulekein, B'Varach Makafi V'Atei, on coffee and tea, the bracha is Shahakol. The Kain al Sheikher. The same is with beer. Mention with Tamarim, whether it's date beer. Mention with Sairim, when it's happier. In all these cases, the halacha is that you make a bari, you make a shahakal. The halacha is that on cocoa, also, the halacha is you make a shahakal. It's very interesting that many paiskim suggest that it would really have made sense to suggest that the proper bracha on chocolate is a bari priyoetz, but the minhag ha'olam, so says even Reb Shlomo Zalman and the Micha Shlomo, but the minhag ha'olam is the customary is to make on shahakal, to make on chocolate shahakal. Similarly, the bracha on alcoholic beverages that are made from fruit or grain, the halacha on them, the bracha on alcoholic beverages is also shahakal. Siftal, Yerokos HaPer, Shekoshnes, B'mayim, Sheyischamtzu. You take vegetables or fruits and you put them into water until they become fermented. Even though this is quite normal, how to work, what to do with these fruits and vegetables. Cucumbers, squash, celery, beets, kruv, cabbage, become makam. The bracha on the liquid that comes out is always a shahakal. This liquid very much has the taste of the vegetable or the fruit. The purpose is not that they should give taste to the water. The fruits and the vegetables change because of this process, then the hablach is you make a shahakal. But if you ate first the vegetable from which these liquids come, and because you ate the vegetable, you made a bari pri adama, and then you want to drink the liquid, not as a question, should you make a bracha on that liquid? Maybe with the bari pri adama that you made on the vegetable, you were yotze gam al haroitev on the liquid that came out. One should avoid this. It's certainly, if one is eating vegetables and there's some liquid that came out of the vegetables that are left in your plate, and now after you ate the vegetables, you want to drink that liquid, everybody agrees, the Sharetzim points out, that then you won't make a new bracha, a new shahakal on the liquid. Rather, the bracha you made on the vegetable will cover that liquid. Sif, hey, it came peris, virakas, or kidneys, fruits, vegetables, beans, ukadoima, shabishlam, and mashkum that were cooked in liquid, sheeshle, tamba, matzmusai. You cook them in a liquid that has its own independent taste. Kigoyim b'chaimitz, you cooked it in vinegar or b'chamitza, or you cooked it in borscht or b'cholov or in milk. Mavarchim al haroitev, then that lochus certainly will be, the brach will be a shahakal. However, v'm ochot chila samachal, if first you ate the fruit, the vegetable, yeish sofik, there's a question in this case, im ein haroitev nifta b'brach hazois, if the liquid, as we just spoke about, similar case, won't have to require its own bracha. Tzivov. And therefore, the halacha is that on borscht, the halacha on borscht is that you make a shahakal. Tzmukim, raisins. Tzivov. Tzmukim, raisins, sheshbem, lachluchas, that have in them moisture, kolkach. So much moisture. If you would squeeze those grapes, those raisins, there would be liquid that would come out. v'sharas b'mayim, if you squeeze them and soak them in water, l'tzarech shtiyah, for the purpose of drinking, v'loy l'tzarech achilas atzmukim, not because that's how you want to eat the raisins, v'sharas shlosh yomim, if they were soaking for 3 days, v'taisis, and they begin to ferment, v'lach shlosh yomim er mehemes amishkel kliachar, and then you took that liquid and poured it into a vessel, harei mashkezeh yayin gomer, that liquid is considered full-fledged wine. And the bracha will be pyrogrophin. Lachrov, and just like we've been discussing, and the bracha achroina will be main shalosh. Wherever the halacha says that we have to have a cup of wine, yoytzenba, this is considered full-fledged wine. Sometimes people eat grapes, and if there are many grapes, there's a juice that accumulates on the bottom of the cup. The halacha is that juice, and you were eating grapes, even though you drank the juice, and the juice is bari pri hagafen, here the halacha is that juice is not considered bari pri hagafen, it's considered part of your eating grapes. If somebody takes a grape and just sucks out the juice of the grape, the bracha is bari pri ha'etz, not bari pri hagafen. But tzrichin l'rois, one has to be careful to make sure she'atzmukim yois mechel shishi b'mayim, that the raisin juice should be more than 1/6 of the mixture of water. M'sharon, as a tzmukim, how do we evaluate that? K'mo shayi b'lchus v'koyim shen shapshu, how much moisture there was before they dried up. V'davka k'shinas a'idei shriya k'mo shiksafti. These halachas apply when we make juice through this process. Avon bishla tzmuk b'mayim, if one cooks up raisins in water, ein nasi yayadei bishl, that will make it into wine. V'mshara abishla satzmukim, al das lach agam satzmukim, if somebody cooked or soaked raisins for the intention of eating the raisins, yesh kam sveks v'brach shalamashka, there are many different questions. What will be the halacha on the juice that comes out? Is that a bari pri hagafen or not? Sif simen nun dalet din ikav etofel. Sif alf machal shnei dvarim. If somebody eats two foods, or oichel v'shoisa, or eats and drinks, ve'echad ikav etzloi, and one food is the primary food, v'sheni hu tofeloi, and the second food is the secondary food. She'ein kavanosa la'ochloi, his entire intention of eating it is ela b'shvil ikav, because of the primary food. V'mloi hayoloi ikav, if he didn't have the primary food here, lo yoichel klas atofel, then he would have never have eaten the secondary food. Kigayin shechol shlibay, somebody is weak. Or kidei l'chazak libay, and what he wants to eat for a little nourishment, he wants to eat dog maliach, a herring, a tznoin, or a radish. El b'nei shem dvarm charifim. However, these foods are sharp foods, so he doesn't want to eat them alone. And therefore, oichel gam pas, Matpas eats some bread, a dover acher, or cracker, or something else, lamatech charifus, not to eat them independently. Vikanim masavlishtos yain sorof, so somebody wants to drink some whiskey, or kadeh lamatech charifus, in order to take out the sharp taste. Oichel achrov, he eats afterwards matpas, a little bread, or ezeprios, or fruit. The halach is mevarach rakal ikar. You only make a bracha on the primary food. Ve'al tofel ein atzarech levarach. On the secondary food, you don't make a bracha loy lefanav loy l'achrov, not before nor after eating. Ki nifta bebracha shal ikar. You will have fulfilled what you need to do with the bracha on the primary food. And if it's bread that you're eating under these circumstances, the halach is ein atzarech, v'gam natil shadayim ein atzarech. You wouldn't even have to wash the tilsi daim. If the tofel, the secondary food, is a cracker, as we said, or bread, and it has its own independent character, and you're eating it because that's something you want to eat, you don't want to just eat the herring, you want to eat the cracker as well. So there the halacha is that you should, so if you're eating herring and a cracker, the halacha is that you should make a bracha not just on the herring, but you should make a bracha on the cracker as well. And actually, if somebody, which is probably usually the case, wants to eat the cracker or the bread, but he wants that the cracker or bread should have a good taste, and in order that it should have a good taste, he puts some spread on it, or in our case, he puts herring on it, or he puts a vegetable on it. In those cases, you'll only make a mezainis, and you wouldn't make a bracha on the other food at all. Sif beis. This halacha only applies if you're eating the primary food first and then the secondary food. And when you made the bracha on the primary food, you had a mind to eat the secondary food, or that's the way you normally eat. That means that's considered what you wanted to do. And you're eating the secondary food along with the primary food. Lafuki, what we're trying to say, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Maholach ben a time lecheder acher, if he walked into a different room, then you have to make a separate bracha on the tafel. There's a big machloikus when you're going to eat an ikar and a tafel. If you eat the tafel first, the halacha is that you should always eat the ikar first, because if you're going to eat the tafel first, there's going to be a question if you have to make a bracha on the tafel. The halachas that we just learned is only in a case where a tafel is an independent food, but when the tafel is mixed into the ikar. For example, there's something mixed into sugar or milk that are mixed into other foods, sugar that's mixed into another food, the sugar is always considered a tafel, and under, no matter how it's eaten, you'll never make a bracha on the sugar. In Israel, it's very common that when somebody eats kugel, they also eat a pickle along with it. So if somebody started eating the kugel and there was no pickle there yet, however, based on what we just learned, if whenever he eats kugel, he always eats a pickle along with it. So then the halach is that when the pickle is brought, you won't make a separate bracha on the pickle. However, if it's not something that you always do, and the pickle wasn't there when you made the bracha on the kugel, so obviously it's lakshon kugel because the potato kugel and the pickle have the same bracha, then if you're not always eating the pickle together with the kugel, and it's also not in front of you when you started eating the kugel, and then the pickles are brought, you would have to make an independent bracha on the pickle. Sif Gimel. If somebody first ate the secondary food and then the primary food, he wants to drink wine or whiskey, but he doesn't want to drink them on an empty stomach, he eats something first, then he should make a bracha on the secondary food. Since it's only a secondary food at this point, it goes a step down from its regular bracha, and the bracha will only be shahakel. Those that disagree, to avoid any question, make first drink from the ikar, and like that, you won't have any question. Make a bracha on the primary food, lift as a teufel. Under certain circumstances, we just learned a chiddush that under certain circumstances, the secondary food loses its bracha, it steps down. But certain times it never loses its bracha. If it's something that you eat and you like, and sometimes you eat it as an ikar, for example, a cracker or a piece of cake, that here you're eating it because you don't want to drink the wine or whiskey on an empty stomach. But certainly people eat cake and eat crackers as an ikar, or when in such a case, the halacha is it doesn't take a step down to become a shachakel. In general, there's a question that we're learning here that under certain circumstances, the tafel becomes less significant and you will only make a shahakel. What will be a question about the bracha achrayna? let's say it's a piece of cake, that was saying that because you're eating the piece of cake as only for this reason, you won't make a mezainus on this cake, you'll make a shahakal on the cake. So what will be as a bracha achroina? Will you make an almechia, which is the bracha achroina on cake, or will you make a bayir in the fashis, because that's the bracha achroina on a shahakal? And because of these questions, the paiskim suggest to never get into this question and always eat the ikar first, and then you won't have to make any bracha on the tuffle.